Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that as you're preparing yourself for the month of September, the Lord says it's a time for you to begin to review all loans or debts or joint accounts and maybe even possibly areas of insurance. And yet God says it's going to be important that you stay on top of detail. It's going to be important that you take care of any kind of bills or things of that nature. Take care of them ahead of time. The Lord says also keep informed about someone close to you, even their spending habits, and that's going to be key, and that's going to be important for you. And yet the Lord further says unto thee that around the 13th, the attention is going to shift, because I see God's dealing with your beliefs. He's going to deal with parent-type figures. He's going to begin to deal with areas of education and also learning. You'll also begin to see and know that as you're moving forward into the month of September, the Lord says that it's important that you begin to nurture value relationships, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says you're going to make a real breakthrough even around the 25th of the month. And yet God says also in the month of September, include quiet times in your daily schedule so that you can get your proper rest. And yet God says if you're always on the go physically or mentally, you can end up running the risk of becoming somewhat burned out. So use wisdom in that area, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you for this month of September, this is a very favorable month for relationships and partnerships. God says press forward in relationships and partnerships. And Father God says this is the season and the month for harmony and balance. I further hear Father God saying this is also the season to monitor your health. God says make sure you eat properly and get enough rest. And I feel Father God saying in the workplace, being mindful of power, possible power struggles with those in authority or those in the higher areas of work. I also hear Father God saying this is a season where he's going to call you to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. Father God says this is the month to begin to promote your goals and plans. I hear Father God saying around the 14th of the month, Father God says make sure you begin to get your ideas out before those who are in authority. And I hear Father God saying this is your season of recognition and favor. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, once again, I want to thank you, Sister Evelyn, for the miracle seed of $88. No woman of God, that you're coming into a season of a great transformation, and you're going to find that the chains are being broken. Yea, even in this hour, and this is a season where the Lord says, I visit thee, and I bring new things and new opportunities your way. And yet God says, things shall begin to fall to the wayside. You could see the completion of something, but be at peace. And just know that it is the beginning of a brand new season. For the Lord says unto the woman of God, that prepare yourself. Because this is a time where newness is about to come into life. This is a time to move on to even greater doors and greener pastures. For the Lord says, I will take you into a place and I will take you into a realm and I will lead you and I will guide you. For the Lord says, I shine bright upon your future and I am going to cause you to get blessed. For the Lord says, whatever this ending may be concerning work, be at peace. Because God says, you're going to begin to see like Joseph said, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. For the Lord says, I got great things in store for thee, for I have called thee to be my leader and my spokesperson. Now prepare yourself, because God said, I touch your mouth, yea, even in this season, and you will speak my truth. You will move into a new season. You will know that I have answered your prayers, yea, even in this hour, and even in this hour, and even in this season. Oh, newness is all around thee. And I will do a new thing for thee. I will do a new thing in thee. For this is the season of a fresh start. This is the season of some important things happening. For the heavens shall favor thee. And you will see newness. For I will touch you in a brand new way. And you will rise to the top. For the Lord says, much progress shall be your portion. Watch me as I'm going to do some miracles in your life. Yea, even in this season. For the Lord says, money and finances I am going to touch in this season. Thank you, woman of God, because the wind of change is blowing in your direction. Thank you. I see money coming in your mailbox. God bless.